Syria's President Ahmed al-Sharaa is set to visit the United Arab Emirates and Turkey next week, marking his first official trips to the two countries since taking office in January, the Syrian Foreign Ministry said on Sunday. The visits are part of a broader diplomatic push by Syria's new leadership following the ouster of former President Bashar al-Assad, in a rapid offensive late last year led by Sharaa's group, Hayat Tahrir al-Sham. Sharaa had already traveled to Saudi Arabia and Turkey in February. His upcoming visit to the UAE marks his second engagement with a Gulf nation and reflects efforts to secure regional backing. Syria's new government is actively seeking to rebuild relationships with both Arab and Western governments, while simultaneously calling for the full removal of sanctions imposed over the last 14 years. "We urgently need sanctions relief to revive our economy and rebuild national institutions," a foreign ministry spokesperson said earlier this week. Sanctions by the United States, United Kingdom, and European Union have heavily restricted trade, banking, and reconstruction efforts in Syria, originally aimed at isolating Assad's regime. The diplomatic efforts come as Syria received international praise at the United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva on Friday, where a resolution was adopted to investigate rights violations committed during the 13-year war. The resolution urges the new Syrian government to support ongoing inquiries into crimes dating back to 2011, including disappearances, torture, and the use of chemical weapons. "This resolution reflects our commitment to turning a new page," said Foreign Minister Assad al-Shabani in a statement posted on X. Syria's ambassador to the UN in Geneva, Haidar Ali Ahmad, called the resolution a strong incentive to continue reforms and rebuild trust with the international community. British ambassador to the UN Simon Manley noted the recent killings of Alawite civilians, members of Assad's sect, as a painful reminder of the war's legacy, stressing the need for justice and accountability. Assad fled to Russia in December amid a swift collapse of his government. The conflict left more than 100,000 people missing and devastated Syria's economy. Syria's leadership now faces pressure to demonstrate its break from the past while pursuing diplomatic recognition and humanitarian support.